The Rime of the Ancient Mariner by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Part 3. There passed a weary time. Each throat was parched and glazed each eye. A weary time. A weary time. How glazed each weary eye. And looking westward, I beheld a something in the sky. At first it seemed a little speck, and then it moved a mist. It moved and moved, and took at last a certain shape, I wist. A speck, a mist, a shape, I wist. And still it neared and neared, as if it dodged a water sprite. It plunged and tacked and veered, with throats unslaked, with black lips baked. We could not laugh nor wail. Through utter drought, all dumb we stood. I bit my arm and sucked the blood, and cried, "A sail, a sail!" With throats unslaked, with black lips baked, agape, they heard me a call. Gramercy! They for joy did grin, and all at once their breath drew in, as they were drinking all. "See, see!" I cried. "She tacks no more. Hither to work us weal. Without a breeze, without a tide, she steadies with upright keel." The western wave was all aflame. The day was well nigh done. Almost upon the western wave rested the broad bright sun. When that strange shape drove suddenly betwixt us and the sun, and straight the sun was flecked with bars, heaven's mother send us grace! As if through a dungeon grate he peered, with broad and burning face. Alas, thought I, and my heart beat loud, how fast she nears and nears! Are those her sails that glance in the sun like restless gossameres? Are those her ribs through which the sun did peer, as through a grate? And is that woman all her crew? Is that a death? And are there two? Is death that woman's mate? Her lips were red. Her looks were free. Her locks were yellow as gold. Her skin was white as leprosy. The nightmare, life in death, was she, who thicks man's blood with cold. The naked hulk alongside came, and the twain were casting dice. "The game is done. I've won, I've won," quoth she, and whistles thrice. The sun's rim dips, and stars rush out. At one stride comes the dark, with far-heard whisper o'er the sea, off shot that spectre bark. We listened, and looked sideways up. Fear at my heart, as at a cup, the life-blood seemed to sip. The stars were dim, and thick the night. The steersman's face, by his lamp, gleamed white. From the sails the dew did drip. Till clomb above the eastern bar, the horned moon, with one bright star, within the nether tip. One after one, by the star-dogged moon, too quick for groan or sigh, each turned his face with a ghastly pang, and cursed me with his eye. 40 living men, and I heard nor sigh nor groan. With heavy thump, a lifeless lump, they dropped down one by one. The souls did from their bodies fly. They fled to bliss or woe, and every soul, it passed me by, like the whiz of my crossbow.